Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Verse 55. Chanting a song sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Gita. Tam Dura Radya Maradya Satam Api Dura Paya Ekanta Bhakti Kovanchet Padamulam Vinabahi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimade Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Lord, pure devotional service is very difficult, is even difficult for liberated persons to discharge, but devotional service alone can satisfy you. Who will take to other processes of self-realization if he is actually serious about the perfection of life? Commentary. The word satam refers to transcendentalists. There are three kinds of transcendentalists: the jnani, the yogi, and the bhakta. Out of these three, the bhakta is selected as the most suitable candidate to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Emphasized herein that only one who is outside devotional service would not engage in searching for the lotus feet of the Lord. Foolish people sometimes maintain that God may be attained in any way, either by karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, etc. But here it is clearly stated it's impossible to obtain the mercy of the Lord by any means but bhakti yoga. The word dharadhyā is especially significant. Very difficult to attain the lotus feet of the Lord by any method other than bhakti yoga. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramanare iti prasiddhabhumo Tatrapi Krishna Palarama Supada Mule Gyanam Param Paramai Krishna Sudharma Chuktam Dandastu Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Samasara Dukkha Jalado Paditasya Kama Krodadi Nakramakarai Kavali Kritasya Durvashana Nikaritasya Narasrayasya Chaitanya Chandramamadehi Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahachara Ganavrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natabara Jitave Sho Nilapitam Bharadyo Jagadajanana He To Ramakrishna Nato Asmi Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasandubhyevacha Pridanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rupa Goswami has a very similar verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is very interesting. It says, referring to the seven limbs of devotional service, referred by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th Canto, Chapter 9, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Marchanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So, he says, Daratyeva Savana, Ayogyatve, Nihitam, Mukham. Now, that's 1.22. This is, Duskuratvira Virale, Dve, Sakyatmanivedane, Kesam Chit Eva Thiranam, Lebate Saranamvitaha. Very difficult. Of all these seven processes, very difficult to attain two. Giving everything to Krishna, Atmanivedan, and Sakya, friendship. It is for a few sober persons who have won the right to serve that. But sambandha, relationship with God, is what it is. It comes by Savanadi Shuddha Chitte Kare Udoy. By hearing and chanting it comes. And in Adi Leela chapter 4, verse number 19, the Lord says, whatever relationship my devotee worships me, then I reciprocate with him accordingly. And that is my nature. So it is Krishna's nature to accept a devotee as the devotee wants. Matsyavatar, when he was staying over here, long back, before they had the school there and before they moved the school here, he invited me for lunch one day. He's giving class tomorrow. And he was talking with me about 3rd canto, chapter 9, verse 11. Very nice shloka. Tvama bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja ase sutekshatapatha nanunata pungsam yari yari dhya taurugaya vibhavayanti tad tad vipu pranayase saranugrahaya. Prabhupada's translation is better. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 3, verse 111. Same shloka. How is it better? You look, you figure. But the purport in the Bhagavatam was better than he did the purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How is that? Look at it. You'll understand. So he mentioned to me that two commentaries shine light on that shloka. Bhavartha Dipika and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Saratha Darshanik Tikka, both. Of the two, put the two together, you get three interesting points. He said, the first point that is very interesting is that Krishna comes in the form that the devotee wants. For neophyte devotees, that means, you know, pramanams, some shastra pramanam. Whenever you're in trouble, Krishna will come with you in your mind in that very same, you know, some upadesh, some shastra, you know, Gita, Bhagavatam, something. Some pramana, whenever you're in trouble. That's when you feel, I've got some shelter. Because Paramatma is protecting me by giving me knowledge in the heart. And it says that, it says that. There's, you know, in Bhagavad Gita 18:58, you know, that in any difficulty, if you remember me, you will cross over all the difficulties by my grace. So the important thing is Krishna Smaranam, to remember him always. And he'll help you cross like that. So Tulsi Rani is also known as Vidyaya Vedavadinam. She gives knowledge to those who seek it. So basically we have to beg them. And they'll give, you know, like that. And Surida Sarvabhutanam, the Supreme Lord in the heart, is the best friend. Prabhupada was saying you don't need to look very far to find a friend. He's there within your heart. And big time. He gives you direction big time. If you listen, if you ask him, then he'll give you big time. He'll give you inspiration. She's the same way. She comes in the heart the same way. The same conduit, say like Paramatma, and give direction, same way. Better than your mother ever did, you know. She'll blast you, she'll sweet talk you, she'll coddle you, she'll hug you, she'll do whatever mothers do, better. In amazing ways. So, it's like that. So, and so Krishna's not lying in Gita. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayante te. I'll give the intelligence by which they can come to you. In any relationship. So that's the first form. First form is pramana. Shastra pramana. In the heart. That's the first thing. Matsyavato was pointing out. Pramana. First business. Then the second thing is rupa. Sometimes devotees need, you know, you have a deity or something. Some devotees need a friend that will tell you what to do. For some pujaris, it's Gornatai, or it's Jagannath, or it's Narahari, or it's Radha Krishna, whoever you'll listen to. The Supreme Lord, Paramatma, wants to be effective. He wants to be efficient. So he's going to give you direction by your authority, whom you'll listen to. So, tat tat vipu pranayase saranugrahaya, out of his causes mercy. I was personally shocked, you know. Like, you don't find a crystal Govardhan, Srila. Uh-uh. They're very difficult to find. Uh-uh. You don't find them, you know. And the same size as your Krishna, a little bit bigger, and solid crystal, wait a minute. So when that happened to me, I was shocked, because he actually did it. He actually became manifested exactly the way you want him, you know. And it's actually shocked, you know. And Krishna just delegated everything to him. In any relationship, you hanging, he delegates it. He has his leader, you know, his group leader, Yuteshwar, Yuteshwari, group leader. And in any relationship, he comes. He delegates it, you know, to them. If you want Ujjvala Rasa, then that's through Radhika or Chandra, and Krishna will say, whatever they want, no problem. You know? Whatever they say, no problem. And if you want Vatsalya Prema, then it's Nanda Yasoda, whatever they say, no problem. And if you want Sakya Baba, then whatever Dauji says, all the coward boys follow whatever Balaram says. You know? And it's Sandini Potency, though, the existential energy of Krishna. All the material world and all the spiritual world is manifest from him. See, he can do anything. And not only that, but all the avatars manifest from him. And that is very bewildering. Just like, for example, we do full fast till Suryasta for Narahari's appearance day and for Ramchandra. And they all emanate from Balarama. And for Balarama, only fast half a day? Wait a minute, you know. I just don't see the logic there, you know. I'll ask some Jyotish why, but it, you know, in my personal capacity, you know, I don't care what other people are doing. Because you can't. You know, you can't. When it comes to your personal capacity, you can't care what the institution is doing or not doing, or what people tell you to do or not do. You have, what are you going to do? You know. So when I looked at that, I thought, this is illogical. You know, Narahari and Ramchandra, we fast for full night, full day, and Balarama only half a day. I just can't understand it. So just fast for. Not only that, but according to that Janmashtami Kanda, chapter 8 of Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it says to do Jagrat on Janmashtami. Okay? So I extrapolated that. Any appearance day of the Lord, do Jagrat. Why not? So I happened to be in Bali when I got that pramanam. It was an Ekadasi day. And then a few days after that was Ram Navami. So I thought, okay, let's do it. So I stayed up all night in Ram Navami. And the next day, in Dwadasi, the next day, you know, on the Dasami, Ramachandra comes in the heart. What do you need? You know, well, it would be nice, you know, if we could be pure to serve you. You're not serving enough, you know. You'll get the straight story. At least you'll tell you the truth, you know. That's nice. At least you can get the truth. And the truth is really good. Satyameva Jayate. Truth is what we want, you know. I was reading my email once, and my Balaram came in the heart. You're done, you know. So then I remembered an astrologer pundit, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, looked at my chart and he goes, you know, your moon period, when you're 82, 83, you know, like that, you probably have some disease which results in giving up the body. So he said like that. So, and in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 103, it mentions about Tulsi Rani that Ayush, she gives Ayush. She knows, nah. She gives the duration of life for everybody, she knows. So ask your mother, hey Rani, you know, Dauji said this, am I dying soon? You know, you get the straight story from your mother. Nah, you're not dying yet, she said in the heart. He's frustrated, you're not spiritual enough. That gave me 2 points. One point is that you should be more spiritual, and two, he's the last person you want to make angry. Balaram is the last guy you want to make your enemy. So, like that. You can get the straight story from your mother. At least your mother will tell you the truth, you know. Very interesting thing. So, and then the third thing Matsyavatar told me. So, Rupa, you know, your deity form. Who's your authority? Who you'll listen to? That form, you know. And Krishna just delegated it. Once that one night I was hugging my deities, you know, in my dream, you know. And Krishna, you have very nice blue eyes, because Shastra says he has blue eyes, blue irises. It said, Krishna Karnamitra Sloka 45, Krishna's got blue irises. That means the painters don't know. If you want to, you can change. Krishna has very blue eyes. What about Balaram? Never found any pramanam. Raktambuja Dalekshanam, the Sanskrit says. That means maybe his whites of his eyes are red from Kadambari, like that. His irises didn't see. Nothing. Radharani also has blue eyes. It mentions in Radha Asotara Stotra, Sloka 4 or Sloka 7. Radharani. This means Gauranga. I was talking with Dravida when he threw the pramanams at me. I go, this means Gauranga should have blue eyes. Do you have the pramana for that? Nope. And same for Nityananda, nothing. Same for Balaram, nothing, you know? No pramanams yet. How do we get it? Well, dake, The only thing is to do is beg, you know. Maybe if they're pleased, they'll drop the Pramanam in your lap. What to do? So one night, I was saying, you know, Krishna, the whole Braj is after you, and you have nice blue eyes, you know, like this, but you haven't been saying anything. This is interesting. This is Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has a commentary. 10th canto, chapter 32, verse 20. See, when the gopis came back, when Krishna came back and gave his darshan to the gopis, you know, some gopis were contrary-eyed and at him, and they were on his case, and how come you left us, and this and that. So, they tried to back Krishna in the corner. You know, you've been not reciprocal, you know, like this. Tell us the nature of friendship. So Krishna says, well, there are three kinds of friends. One is the friendship of the parents. The parents are well-wishers of the child, whether the child respects them or not. Okay? That is one friendship. The other one of the friendship is that if you're my friend, I'm your friend, Krishna says. And the third kind of friendship, he says, your friend, and nobody reciprocates with you. They're Admaramis. They don't care. Somebody's their friend, somebody's not their friend, they're Admaramis. And Gopis ask, which one of these three are you? And Krishna says, well, I do all of them. Krishna does all three, you know, like that. Then he gets to the point in Shloka 20. But the main reason why I don't reciprocate the love of somebody who worships me is that I want to increase their love. They become like a person who had some money and they lost the money and they can only think about it again and again. You know, it's like, you know, you misplace your chubbies or something, your keys, right? Ah! You know, backtrack, call your friends. You know, you see my keys, you know, you look everywhere. And then the Lord tells you, it's in your pocket. Oh boy, you know, don't forget me, you know. Whoa. It happens all the time. You forget something. That person is always thinking about it. So, the purport that Gopi wrote is, you know, Krishna's promised everybody that he would drag you to your lotus feet, and so if he does that, nobody can say anything about it. You know, that's basically what he says. And he, very, very short purport. Didn't say much. But in Saratha Darshani Tikka, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, to that shloka is really, really good. Long and very good. Very detailed. Hridayanath, Paramatma, used to come and speak to me, but he hasn't come anymore. So what have I done? All my service is useless. Then when the devotee cries like that, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, then Krishna gives him a little darshan. Oh, my Lord never left me. And then he disappears again. Increasing the anxiety all over again. This is what Vishwanath says. Very lovely, very lovely commentary there. So, Matsyavatara said the third thing that was very interesting about that shloka was that Krishna knows in your heart what you're hankering from him, and he appears in the exact same way as you want him. You know, he knows what relationship you seek, and he tries to help you achieve the relationship you want with him. Just because it's difficult, let me take 100 births. All right, it's difficult to get. Let me take 100 births until they're ready. You know, until Krishna Balaram is ready. That's when you're in that relationship, you don't care. It's difficult. Yeah, we want it anyway. You know, sure, it's difficult. Maybe it's very difficult. It also means duraradya, duraradya, duskaratvera verale, difficult to get, means you should be a little bit more sober about that relationship. It means you should give your friend as much as possible. Krishna is a chitchor. See, the Charagraganya Purashastakam and Chorastakam and like that is glorifying Krishna's stealing. That's the thing. So Krishna is a big thief and our business is to help him steal. And then he lets you join the thievery party. You know, that's basically. So Krishna is a chitchor. He steals the hearts of everybody. You know, like that. And Charagraganya Purashastaka glorifies that. That he's a chitchor. He steals the hearts of everybody. Our business is to help him steal. That's it. And then he'll let you join the thievery party, you know, like that. It wasn't the Dravya. It was the Bhava. You know, it's like this. When I was looking at Shloka 9, I didn't like it. I didn't like it there. Maybe the writer was sarcastic. So Vigyan Goswami Maharaj says, nah, it's in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. And he pulled it out and he handed it to me. See, it says in Ananda Vrindavan Champu, it says that Krishna would tell, Balakrishna would tell somebody, stay where you are, don't come any closer. If you come any closer, I'll pinch your babies and make them cry and give you more trouble. Then if they say, Kavi Karnapur says, if you say, stop thief, then Krishna gets angry and says, I'm not a thief, you're a thief. Everything in this house and all this stuff belongs to me. So that's Ananda Vrindavan Champu. One thing I discussed with Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj in Moscow, I said, hey, if that's an Ananda Vrindavan Champu, there must be more. There must be more elsewhere. You know, we're the thief. The jivas are the thief, not Krishna. And so it wasn't the milk products or something, it was the Baba. Mother Yasoda's friends told Mother Yasoda that when your son comes to our house to steal, if we give it to him voluntarily, he's not happy. He wants to steal it. The idea of it is that, you know, like you give a donation, you give somebody something, you know, 1,000 rupees or something. It's gone already, I forgot about it. That kid comes to your house and steals from you. You're not going to forget that kid. And smartavyasatata vishnor, vishmartavyana jachuchin. So Krishna's just trying to do what he's supposed to do. That you always remember Krishna, you know, you always remember him. So if he steals from you, you're not going to forget that kid, you know. So that's the idea of a stealing pastimes in Vrindavan, you know. It wasn't the dravya, it wasn't the item, it was the bhava, the mood, all the hard work they put into that preparation. That is what it is. In the old days, I was from a cooking background. The gold medal was when it was stolen. You got off the altar and it was gone. The temple president had a very heavy appetite. So we thought he stole it. You know, the deity bowl would be clean and the stuff, the deity portion of the kitchen was gone. That was the gold medal. You know, you didn't have to tweak it any further. It's stolen. Well, you know, and you don't even need to eat that preparation for the rest of your life. You know, you work like a dog, tweaking it with spices and oil and this and that until fire roars, you know, like that. And the silver medal is you got off the altar and it wasn't stolen. It means the president was busy, you know. But it means tweak it a little more. It should have been stolen. Why it wasn't stolen, you know, like that. The bronze medal is you made it for the Sunday feast and it's gone. Nothing for the stragglers. Because any cook where there's salt has dry goods. You give me 20 minutes and 50 people and they'll be fed. You know, we're not cooking for who might come. You cook who you know will come. You know, so that was what you cooked, and it was gone. That was the bronze medal. You know, and the booby prize was the iron medal. It's left over. Why in the hell is it left over? They didn't like it. You know, what was it left over for? You know? That was the old days. You know, and we used to have a clique. People used to hang out with. Cooks hang out with each other, share recipes together, eat prasad together, and oh, we used to have lots of fun. If there was any cook that cooked lousy, oh man, we used to razz him. We used to get two guys go on the inner side of him, and we'd say, hey, you're not trying to make Gornatai leave and go to Navadvip, are you? You can't say that to him. He's trying to make Gornatai and all the devotees leave and go to Navadvip. Look, let's be positive about it. Let's be positive about it. You want to make it better? Yeah. Get your notebook. You know, you did this, 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 this. Yeah, how'd you know? Do this, 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 this. And they write it down, you know. We would feed the prasadam to 10, 15 cooks. Get their few. What do you think? What do you think? You know. And then the person who made the preparation was the last person to eat it. And then all of us would stand around and watch him and we would say, what do you think about our feedback? Could you add anything more? And he would look at the notes and he would think, yeah, I could add this. Yeah, I could do. Next time they made that preparation, they looked at their notes. That's how it was. In the old days, before cookbooks and stuff, you know, email cookbooks, you used to share recipes hand to hand. And you worked like a dog, 20, 30 times to perfect that preparation. Krishna doesn't need your item. He needs the love. He needs the love behind the item. So Krishna deserves the love. And the next thing is the devotee's happiness. The devotee should be happy with it, with the preparation. So that we work like dogs like that for these preparations. And nowadays that's completely gone, you know. That mood is completely gone. I was in Tuaco, New Jersey once, and I was eating prasadam on a Sunday feast, and he says, "What's your opinion?" I said, "Well, if I wanted to be liberal, I'd say the cook should be re-educated. If I wanted to be straight, he should be taken outside, put against the wall, and shot. Because anybody could cook like that, you know." You know, anybody could cook like that, you know. It was very, very, very funny, you know. So, you know, you just... Your fire doesn't work anymore, but your head is screwed on that way. You know, it's reverse engineering. You eat any preparation, it's reverse engineering, you know. They blew it like this. They blew it like that, you know. Prabhupada was very diplomatic about it. Tejas told me a very funny story in Lajpat Nagar. One of Prabhupada's disciples made lunch for him. How was lunch? Oh, he was all right. And she went away. And Prabhupada turned to Tejas and said, "Everything was burnt." Radhakund Mata, 1986, she told me this funny story. You know, I was taking prasadam. She's a good cook. Like that. So, when she was a brand new housewife, you know, 73, she tried to cook for Prabhupada, I think, in New York, she told me. And devotees have to ask her a little bit more. And Harikesh Brahmachari was not very tactful. "Why did you cook like that? What did you do that for?" So Prabhupada was in the next room. "Who are you? Why are you talking to her like that? She can make the chapatis." So she put two and two together to get four. What he said must not have been wrong. He packaged it in a wrong way. And what Prabhupada said must not have been wrong either, but he packaged it in a wrong way. Only the chapatis was good. So Radhakund fell at the feet of every Gujarati lady, "Please teach me your mother's recipes, you know." And she became a master cook. Really good. Like that. So, that was the Karan. That was the cause of her determination to become a master cook. You know, like that. That was her quality. Was that incident. She told me that was the incident that really turned my brain. Ah! You know, only the chapatis was good. Ugh! You know, so then she fell at the feet of every lady, "Please teach me your mother's recipes," you know, and she became a good cook because of that. That was the courage. She told me that story. Very funny. Yasa told me this funny story also at that same time. 1973, then in Los Angeles. So Yasa said, "This is your daughter, Radhakunda. It's my wife now. What can she do? Can she cook?" So Radhakund got nervous. You know, she's a 10th standard high school girl. You know, can't cook. "Oh, I can't cook." Prabhupada turned to Yasa. "What can she do? Can she sew?" "Oh, I can't cook and I can't sew." And then he said, "What's her qualification?" You know, an Indian standard, that means how, up to what standard was she educated? So Radhakund went bananas. She thought, "What is my qualification to be here? What is my qualification to be your disciple? I don't have any qualification. Ah! And I can't cook and I can't sew." Ah! And she started to cry, you know. And then Prabhupada laughed at her. Ladies don't need a permit to cry, you know. So Prabhupada laughed at her. "What is she crying about, you know?" So he pulled a big emerald ring off his finger and gave it to Yasomutinanda and said, "Here, give this to your wife." And when he gave it to her, she became like a young girl again. And she had this ring in her hand. Like that. "Radhakund Ma, what happened to that ring?" "Oh, I don't know. Probably my kids rifled through my chest or drawers. It's probably gone. They threw it out. I don't know." She couldn't find it, you know. She told me this story in 86, like that, 1986. Really, I go, wow. It was a neat story. You know, probably one of many. She told me one of many, actually. Anyway, but these are two stories that were pretty good. And you never forget those kind of stories, you know, like that. So, prasadam was very important. Dura radyam. It's very difficult. So in any seva you do, dura aladya, it is very difficult to worship. So we have to try to satisfy the Supreme Lord with our love, bhaktya, because bhaktya is the main thing. Nasariyati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava. So it's there. And also, there are many places. Nasteva, 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 gatiranyata. Not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. You know, like that. So nyasteva, 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 gatiranyata. Only by harinam, only by devotion. Only by devotion can you achieve. So Krishna doesn't want what you put in front of him. He wants what's behind your back. You know? and if you start to give that, then he becomes friendly. He gives himself and he starts to become surit. He becomes friendly. You know? It's interesting. Will Krishna ever be satisfied? You know, that was the one. Whatever you give him, he says, thank you very much. Can you give a little more? You give a little more. Thank you very much. Can you give a little more? Look in your heart, ask your Guru Janam, look in the Shatsavarmanam. Ah, it's quality, not quantity. Give a little more. Thank you very much. Can you give a little more? Will he ever be satisfied, you know? He'll come in the heart and he'll tell you, all right, you give me this, then my mercy is there. So he'll tell you straight, this is friend. He'll tell you straight, you do this for me, and then you do this for me and my mercy will come. So this is basically that. Otherwise, whatever Dowji says, we just do that, you know. Me and all the coward boys, we just do that, you know. So Krishna's delegated everything to his group leader in any relationship. You want, you know, servant Vrindavan, raktak patrak, whatever they say, yeah, you know. It's like that. Krishna just delegates it to any of his servants, and we do that. So purushottam means to develop that, say, a little bit more of that seva bhava, that seva bhava, how to give a little bit more love and devotion. So Rudra Gita is really good. Fourth canto, chapter 30, verse 10 is a real advertisement for this chapter. When the Lord told the Prajetas that anybody who offers me the prayers offered by Lord Shiva will get good intelligence and fulfill all their desires. I thought, what an advertisement. When I saw that shloka, I thought, what an advertisement. It's not only saying the shlokas are good, Rudra Gita is good, from 33 to 68, 68 with the Palashutta from 69 to 72. Not only that, but the advertisement, Bhagavan tells the advertisement that it's really good. What an advertisement, you know. It's not only saying the shlokas are great, it's saying the shlokas are really great, you know. So that's what it is, you know. Lord Shiva's offering is really good. Therefore, in Vrindavan, we worship him. Gopeshwar Mahadev, we worship him. Because he destroys the bodily conception of life. The Vrajavasis worship him to destroy the bodily conception of life. Those who are stuck in male bodies want to become Manjaris. They worship Gopeshwar. And he helps them out. And those that are stuck in female bodies want to become coward boys like that. Then Gopeshwar will help them out. Because he's in charge of the Ahankara principle, the false ego. He can remove that curtain and make you real ego, have real ego, service for Krishna. He can help that. It's very nice. So devotees worship him. And in the good old days, back when the road was not asphalt and there was a little dust on the Parikrama Marga, you could still do Parikrama. Back in the good old days, you know, after Keshi got, then I would go inside sometime to see Gopeshwar Mahadev. My dear Lord, you know, Japa is lousy, man is chanchal, you know, like this. And that day, your sadhana will be good. It's not bad worshipping Gopeshwar, even mentally. Even mentally go there and worship him mentally. It's not bad, you know. Because whatever you can't do physically, you can do mentally. I'll never forget Bhakti Bhai Bhav Puri Maharaj's instruction to me like that. About Manasa Puja. In 1985, I was serving in BBT Bombay. You know, and you go everywhere by train. And, it, you know, 24 hours on a train in India is normal, you know, like that. So I asked him, what happens if it's more than 24 hours and you have to do your puja? Manasa. Mental. Will Krishna accept it like the external? And he screamed at me, why not? Provided the love is there. Oh, really? Love is the main thing. Oh. Love is the main thing in any arpanam, any offering that we do. And we have to work like a dog. The thing is that something was part of your blood. In the old days, everybody was selling books. But like, when something was in your blood, you dreamt about it. You know, it's like that. You dreamt about it, you figured it out, you calculated it, everything. What the body did was external. You know, you could be selling books, doing anything else. But as soon as you went back in the kitchen, you put that hat back on, you were a cook. You know, you had it all figured out. What are you going to make? You know, on the boga run, it's going to come in. You know, half of it goes for the Sunday feast and the other half is for the devotees. And then you divide it all up. And what are you going to make, you know, for 7 days so they don't go crazy, you know. Preaching and book distribution stuff was secondary, you know, for a cook. You were a cook, you know. And if you don't do their service right, you'll be on the street. Permanently, you know. So, you have to do your service really good. And love is the big thing in any service. Any service you do, love is the big thing. When you do it with love, then Krishna takes it. It's not the item, it's the love. So it's the hard work behind it, it's the bhava. You know? So if you think of Krishna, Krishna will steal it before you even offer it. Like there was a story about Shuklambara Brahmachari. He was doing Bhikshu Manukari. And he was thinking, because Bhikshu Manukari means you're thinking of Nath, you're thinking of Gauranga. They may give, they may not give, right? So he's thinking. So he comes back with his jula, with his bag of, you know, so much stuff, you know. So many qualities of rice and dal and this and that, all mixed, you know. So Gauranga says, what is that, you know? And he goes, no, it's not fit for you. You have to wash it, you have to cook it, like this. And Gauranga put his hand and took it, kacha. uncooked. Well, it's like it. Because Shuklambara's bhava was so good, Gauranga was so eager to accept his offering that he put his hand in his jula and took it straight. Kacha. Uncooked. Completely uncooked. Gauranga popped in his mouth. Brajahari used to tell me that in Orissa, in the old days, when he was a child in the village, he said, the rice was so good, kids could just throw it in their mouth and just digest it straight. Raw rice. You could just throw it in the mouth. Boom. Of course, kids can digest anything. It's like now we're really learning. Prabhupada used to say that a young man can never eat too much and an old person can never eat too little. And now we're realizing it. When the fire doesn't work anymore, if the fire works, be surprised, you know. When the Jataragni doesn't work anymore, then there's no fire and there's no desire, you know. So Prabhupada's statement, an old man cannot eat too little. And I remember, I was like 75 when Prabhupada came in the bus. And Sadananda, I don't know where he is now, offered a big tally of fruits. And a Californian get any fruit, you know, like that. So he had a whole big tally of fruit. And Prabhupada picked up one grape and said, you cannot be a yoga if you eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much, not sleep enough. And popped it in his mouth and said, I was thinking his fire probably wasn't working, you know. When he was on the bus, I think Sunanda was cooking. He was going from New York to Giranagari. He ate a lot. He ate some samosas and a few other things. Sunanda had some good bhava. Sunanda's in San Francisco now as the president. And his cooks do it right in that temple. Whatever they do it right. You know? He's on their case. And his mind is still in the kitchen. The guy's got a cool cookbook he figured out. He gave me tons of recipes and he's going to do a whole thing, you know. It's like his mind is still in the kitchen. He's the president, but his mind is still in the kitchen, you know. Cooks never leave, you know. They don't leave. Or pujaris never leave. Or cooks never leave. You know, they just, it's in their blood, you know. It's like that. So we used to talk about some devotees in their blood, like book distributors in their blood. They would sleep, talk about selling books. Hey, what's your SMS, you know? What's your SMO, you know? What's your, they would be selling books, you know. Hey, I got a lot of singles, you know, can we take it out of a big bill? You know, I was hearing all this conversation. The guy's asleep, you know, when he's sleep talking, selling books and he's sleep talking, you know. Got a lot of ones, can I take it out of a big bill, you know? I was hearing all this thing, and the guy's completely snoring and he's in his sleep, but he's talking in his sleep, selling books, you know. You know, they do it in, if it's in your blood, you do it night and day, you know. So that's what's important about the shloka, as Lord Shiva is saying, through devotion. Because it's only by devotion you really, and anything is good. The other process of dhyan yoga, hatha yoga, anything is good if it's mixed with bhakti. If there's no love, then there's no use. Everything else was mixed with love. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions now from anybody? If you have a question, you have a relationship. If you don't have a question, where is your relationship? I was talking with Kartik Chandra. Man. Manusha comes from man. The dhatu is man. You know? And Manishana comes from the same dhatu root. Basically, human beings are thinking animals, you know. He laughed. So, okay, it's from the same dhatu. Both of them the same dhatu. There's no... Hey, is there a... What happened to the mic? What happened to the small mic? Kaha ghum hoga? Huh? Huh? Take that mic over there. What happened to the, portable mic? They had a portable mic that was running around. Kaha gaya? Mar gaya? Ghum hoga? Battery nash hoga?
Verse says that devotional service is difficult to perform even for liberated souls. But if person is free from all sins contamination, his soul is situated in his original position, so it has to be natural to perform devotional service. And from my Guru Maharaja, I heard that devotional service is difficult to perform only till the level of nistha, and from nistha it's very natural and easy to perform. So how to solve this contradiction?
Dake. Bhaktidas Babaji said that same thing. You know, when somebody asked him, how do you get prema, how do you get bhava, and he goes, dake, beg. One word. Bhaktidas Babaji said one word, dake. Answered the whole question, you know. It's difficult. And Brahma Samhita says that, right? It says, Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham atma bhakto. It is difficult to achieve in the Vedas, but not by devotion. It's yatha bhaktir mamorjita, na sadhyate mam yogo, na sankhyam dharam uddhava, na svadhyaya tapastyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. And also in Gita, I think it's, what is it, 1154? Bhakyamam abhijanati yavanyas chatmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatabhavishate taranantaram. Only by devotional service can you achieve me and enter into my nature. So it's there. It's very interesting. Jayadvaita Maharaj gave me this one in Mayapur. It's good, because the humor of an editor has to be really good, you know. He gave me this one. Preaching means to comfort the distressed and distress the comfortable. Wow, that was good. I really like that, you know. Comfort distress and distress the comfortable. So, because they have distractions, at Nishtha there's no distractions. Krishna stole you, you know. Krishna stole it. At Nishtha Bhakti, Krishna stole everything. So there's no distraction anymore. But before Nishtha, maybe. You may be distracted by this or that. In Madhuri Kadambini, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad gives the whole breakdown of what percentage is what. You know? What percentage in Maya, what percentage in... Like this. He gives the percentage. Nishtha, well, yeah. You know, by that time, is fixed devotion, Krishna is stolen. So Krishna is not stolen enough. If you're before Nishtha, Krishna is not stolen enough, you know. Krishna has to steal more. And he's trying like anything. And he tells you in the heart, you know, Paramatma tells you in the heart what to do, like this, like this. But ultimately, when you get Nishtha, then it becomes very easy because you're not distracted anymore. The whole trick of Krishna consciousness is to become more attracted than your distractions are. You have to focus on the positive things that a person does that becomes so overwhelming, it becomes so amazing, you know, that you're forced to do it. You know? You can't force somebody, but you can encourage somebody. It's like that. It was interesting that Prabhupada said one of the best prayers to ask Krishna form is that to please force me. But I never got any incidents where Krishna actually did that. You know? And there's a few places here and there where Krishna forces. Vaisheshika was saying in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Krishna forced Gopa Kumara. I didn't see that in Brihad Bhagavatamrita yet, you know. I'm waiting for more pramanams. I asked Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj in the Bhakti Baltic Winter Festival, when will Krishna put his foot down? Enough! I've had enough of this rascal. Now I'm going to intervene, you know, like that. And he said, that's not like Krishna. Krishna's never going to force. Because bhakti means with devotion, it has to be voluntarily. So Krishna doesn't want, if you want Maya or something, Krishna's not going to force you. You know, he may tweak the circumstances. Now when Bhakti Vidyapurnamar said that to me, I said, now that sounds like Krishna. You know, for a bhakta, for a devotee, you know, he may tweak the circumstances, you can't turn left and right too far. If you really want to be a Krishna Bahirmukh, if you really want to be a rascal, then Krishna will let you go, you know. But for a devotee, Krishna will tweak the circumstances a little bit. You can't turn left and right too far, you know. That was interesting. I'm waiting for more pramanams. There's some other. Madan Mohan was supposed to give me some more pramanams. I'm waiting from a few other places how Krishna does intervene sometimes, you know. But I'm waiting. And even then, I'm probably going to think about what Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj told me. He didn't give me any Sanskrit. Maharaj didn't give me any pramanams about it. But it sounds like Krishna's nature, you know, to tweak the circumstances a little bit. That sounds like Krishna, you know. Krishna's not going to force you. He may tweak. Same thing, but I never got. There's so many times where devotees beg Krishna. I was thinking about that. Like Gauranga Mahaprabhu says in Shikshastakam that the last shloka of Shikshastakam, that he's a lumpad, he can trample on me or embrace me, but he's still my Lord. I was thinking, if Krishna must, you know, how can Krishna force, you know? How can Krishna force? Because of that situation is there. That Krishna is sometimes a lumpad, he runs away like that to other people. Another interesting thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last volumes, Sriji Radharani says, if Krishna, because in the Shikshastak chapter, where Kaviraj Goswami is discussing it, Shikshastak prayers, and in that Shloka 8, Sriji is quoted, that if Krishna wants to be with another girl, and he cannot, I don't hesitate to go, bring her by the hand, and bring her to Krishna. Even if it gives me pain, Sriji says, Krishna's happiness is my happiness. And I'm prepared to go there, grab her and bring her by the hand, and bring her to Krishna. So even if Krishna's pleasure gives me pain, Sriji says. So that is very interesting. That is an interesting aspect of it. Otherwise, the gopis are always on Krishna's case all the time. That Krishna doesn't love them enough, or Krishna doesn't surrender enough to them, you know. Like I was thinking about that. That, you know, how was Krishna a liar? You know, and Bhakti Pramod Purimai says, if you say like that, then how, the disciple asks him, how was Krishna a liar? And he goes, that means you don't know Krishna enough. So I was thinking, is there Sanskrit how Krishna's a liar, you know. You know, he's a cheater. Okay, he's cheating for a good purpose. The coward boys will never accept that. Our Pransaka, nah. You know, he's a cheater sometimes, but he's cheating for a good purpose, you know. Our Pransaka, a liar, nah. You know, they would never admit it. The coward boys would never admit it, you know. So I was thinking, if the gopis are chastising Krishna and calling him a liar or something, he doesn't surrender to them fast enough, you know. But the coward boys will never accept that. Nah, our Pransaka is a liar. He's a cheater for good reason, but he's not a liar, you know. How could the coward boys accept it, you know? That the gopis may say whatever they want, but the coward boys would never accept it, you know, like that. These are the gist of two camps, you know. This is the gist of two camps. And sometimes you have to straddle both, you know. Like Rinadevi tries to straddle both. And both members of the camp are not happy with her because she straddles both camps. Come on, you have to put your foot in one or the other. But Rinadevi is diplomatic. She loves both camps. She likes both camps. She probably disappoints both of them. Rinadevi probably disappoints both of them because, you know, you're not fully in Krishna's camp and you're not fully in Radha's camp either. Rinadevi is a diplomat. We like both of them, you know. She's a diplomat. We like both of them, you know. Workya, anything else? Man, we got like 100 people here and only 2 questions so far. We're really sad, you know.
Hey, you should fix the mic, you know. He kind of played, hold on, I'm just whoever's in charge of that fixing, huh?
My question is that, like,
and Raj, if it works, be surprised, you know. Dabai. Go ahead.
It is said that, like, bhakti is simple for simple and complicated for complicated. So it becomes very difficult for me to understand. Please, will you explain?
Sara Lata. We should become... that's actually what I think. It's a famous Bengali saying that it's awe. I think it's in that Vaishnava Bandhan, Shloka 3. Trying to think. Karilo Sharilo Mon. Where's it from? Huh? It said, keep your heart very simple. Karilo Sharilo Mon, keep your heart very simple. You know? Keep your heart very simple. You know? Vaishnava Bhava means to keep the heart simple. You know, like that. So we should do like that. It is simple for the devotees and complicated for the people. Prabhupada used to be very diplomatic about this. Like I remember, I was told about in Bombay during Pandal, you know, when somebody would give some crazy question, that's all right, give him some prasadam, you know. Who argues with a samosa, who fights with a pakora, you know, like, they're already defeated, you know, by eating prasadam, you know. They'll get some sukrita, you know, like that, like this. Very interesting stuff. Yeah, simple. We should keep Karilo Sharilo Mon. Keep your mind very simple. It's in that bhajan, you know. Yarigora Nahetu. Ha, it's in that bhajan. Gao Gao Puna Gauranga Raguna Karilo Sharilo Mon. Again and again sing the glories of Gauranga and keep your mind very simple. It's in that bhajan. It's in that bhajan. Yes. It's in that bhajan. Yari Gaura na hoy to, that they sing at every Gaura Purnima, that bhajan. Who wrote that? Govinda Ghosh Thakur? I think it's Govinda Ghosh Thakur, right? Who wrote that bhajan? Very famous bhajan. The third line of that bhajan. Gao Gao Puna Gaura Garaguna Karilo Sharilo Mon. Keep your mind very simple. It's from that bhajan. Yari goro na hoito. Very nice. Very nice. I think Govinda Ghosh Thakur wrote that bhajan. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, simple for the simple. The rest of the people, give them prasadam. Give them charanamrita. You know what? The more you give Krishna's charanamrita and Krishna's prasadam, Krishna will tolerate his pujari. Our business is to give Krishna's charanamrita and Krishna's prasadam to everybody we meet, you know, like that. You know? See Krishna, love Krishna, drink his charanamrita, drink his prasadam. Krishna will tolerate your existence, you know. When I was traveling, sometimes we take two bottles of charanamrita, spike the punch, you know, anything, just pour it in the water, just mix it in. It's an easy way to distribute it to everybody. Spike the punch, you know. pour it in any liquid that's going to be distributed afterwards. Everybody will get it, you know. That's an easy way to distribute it to everybody. Spike the punch. You know? That's it. Two questions. I mean, at least 100. Ooh, hey, this mic got in the back. What are you going to do now, Ma? There's nobody with the mic. The wireless mic is gone. Margaya. No? How are we going to hear
it? Hare Krishna Maharaj. I would like to ask a question about devotional service. Some devotees said that that is real devotion. While we perform something that we even don't want to do, it can test us, it will see it is the real body. And on the other hand, that some devotees said we should perform some service which we are inspired to. While we perform some service which we like, it will which we are inspired, it will develop the love for Krishna. So what do you comment on both?
Prabhupada would say that sometimes. What service do you want to do? You know, like that. But sometimes you have to do. See, there's ruchi. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions there are two kinds of ruchi. The excellence of elements and the non-excellence of elements. So the non-excellence of elements is superior. If you have taste in the non-excellence of elements, it's superior than taste with excellence of elements. So sometimes, you know, in emergencies, you got to do something, you know. But your heart flows to the service that you like to do. So you should be able to do both. It has to be, if it's service that's involuntary, emergency service, it's like a last minute thing, emergency thing, you know, like that. But your heart automatically flows to the service that's your swabhava, that's part of your nature, you know, like that. So the point is that svabhavayati, our heart should flow to seva, that is our natural propensity, that our guru janam, our superiors, our devotee friends. It's a lot easier to manage them if you let them flow to the service they like to do, you know, like that, with devotion. Emergencies. In emergencies, we should be able to do anything, but it's short term. You know? That also should be done with bhakti, because Krishna doesn't want the dravya, he wants the bhava. Even emergency service. Krishna's asked me to do this, you know? It's emergency service. Nobody else to do it. Is there anybody better than me to do it? And if there's nobody else, then you have to do it. But even then, you have to do it. This Prabhupada gave the example also of a lady who's got a paramour. You're thinking of somebody else. So you do your household activities very nice so nobody suspects. So even if you're doing something, your mind is absorbed in what you want, like to do naturally, like that. So these are some things that I can mention about that. Service in emergency and service because you like to do, you know, like that. But in any case, what was very interesting is in an Amritavani by Bhaktisiddhanta, that it isn't enough to engage, he said, the five karmendriyas, working senses, in the service of Krishna, and the five gyanendriyas, knowledge-acquiring senses in the service of Krishna, according to your psychophysical nature. That's the beginning of bhakti. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakta Rujate, Vishnu Puranam says. That's the beginning. Rather, he said, most important was to think of Krishna and to chant Krishna's name at the same time while you do the service. Then it becomes Pari Bhavita, service with emotion. And that's what Krishna takes, the Pari Bhavita. So that's the idea. Whether it's emergency work or whether it's service you like, do it with Pari Bhavita mood. Like that. By chanting Krishna's name and thinking Krishna at the same time. If it's got a lot of devotion, Krishna will steal it before you offer it. When it's stolen, that was the gold medal, you know. Haribo. Alright, Hare Krishna. 10 after. Late. Day late and the dollar short. You know? Hare Krishna.